Thank you. I think that includes our environment. Some people have a hard time accepting the people they live with, and the people they work with, and the people around them, and the hardship that they face, and maybe diseases that they catch, and things that God doesn't take off the back. But I believe this means that your whole environment is preordained by God for you to blossom and grow, to be a servant of His. The heart of this is serving God with good works. Isn't that a beautiful thought? God has especially prepared you to Christ and your environment to be certain. That's what we're doing in 2022, is being certain. But then he concludes this thinking, which is outside of this passage, but it includes this awesome, not an easy. Ephesians 3, Paul notes that we are now fellow citizens and members of God's household. We are becoming a holy temple built together to become a dwelling in which the Spirit, God lives by the Spirit. This is a journey that we travel with other believers in the kingdom of God, especially in the religion of the church family, which we begin to serve and to grow in the inside. Everyone has a dad, everybody has a church. And so with all of the classes of human heart, I learned to forgive that and not use those things as a brush to not listen to what they should. So if we look at this layout, and we need to listen to reaching higher, to right, to know God, to know His love, to know His power and His way. As we look at where we came from, we should have gratitude. There should be a heart of gratitude that just wells up inside of us, that God would reach down into our heart and save us. And then when we think about what God has done for us and what He will do for us, we should have anticipation, right? Or hope is the big word. But we're anticipating what God's doing and what He's going to do. Maybe and then we look at what God is doing through. So we've got gratitude, anticipation, and joy. And I think that takes us in the direction we need to go. I don't think we're going to get to God as we look at the new time. Father, I just thank you for this passage. How it centers us, how we become aware of how much you did for us in Christ on the cross. And how it's benefit and its value will continue to accrue dividends through eternity. Father, how you are involved in our lives. Creating a song, using us in your service. What a wonderful thing that we can actually serve you and enjoy doing it. It's not a burden. It's beyond what we look at. That you are regenerating us on the inside. And give us patience. This isn't like saying, get out there and get busy. It's that God is doing the work on the inside of us and bringing it together with things on the outside of us.